بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم reminded us to remember our deaths most often. And the reason for that is he said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. He said the amal, the deeds will depend on how they end. So the end of a person's life is the most important part. We also know in another hadith where Rasulullah ﷺ said, this hadith is also in the Arba'een of Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, where Nabi ﷺ reminded us and told us that a person will do the actions of the people of Jannah until he is one span away from Jannah, and then may Allah protect us from this, Shaitan will trip him and he will do the actions of the people of Jahannam and he will enter Jannah. And similarly, a person may live a life full of sin and difficulty and lives a life of doing the actions of the people of Jahannam until he is one span away from Jahannam, and then he will do the actions of people of Jannah and he will go to Jannah. So the ending of a person is very, very important. Ending depends on how we live our life. Ending depends on how we live our life. I remember Dr. Ali telling me many, many years ago, he said he had one of his patients was this lady who used to work in the stock exchange. And the whole day she's buying and selling. So she would say, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. And when she was dying, this is what she was saying, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. Because whatever the tongue is used to, this is what will come out. My sheikh used to say that there was a man who had this parrot. He used to was a myna of it. I don't know how many people here know what a myna is. So, parrots, you know parrots. So he had this parrot, and this man taught this parrot the whole Quran. The parrot was the hafiz of the Quran. He used to recite Quran very nicely. And then one day the parrot came out of the cage. He was sitting outside and a cat was there. The cat caught the parrot. And as the cat grabbed the parrot, what do you think the parrot said? He said, "Cat." He did not recite the Quran. His original speech came out. Yeah? And as I read Qissatu Sahih, inshaAllah, Anil and Al-Bard min Salaf Salihin, كان هو عادته هو يقرأ سورة ياسين قبل أن ينام. فيوم من الأيام كان هو قرأ سورة ياسين وقرأه إني إذل في ضلال مبين. إني إضل في ضلال مبين. هذه بغتة الموت. هو مات. هو مات على هذه الآية. إني إضل في ضلال مبين. ولكن يومين بعد موته صديقه رآه في المنام فهو جلس على السرير من الذهب وفضة ويلبسه اللباس الحرير واستبرق والدباج، يعني علامات الإكرام من الله تعالى. إيه؟ سو صديقه يقول كيف هذا؟ لماذا الله سبحانه وتعالى أكرمه أكرمك من هنا؟ The story of the from Salaf Salihin that one of them he had this habit of reciting Surah Al-Yasin before he went to sleep. He would do it every day. He would recite Surah Al-Yasin. So one day he was reciting Surah Al-Yasin, he came to this ayah, Inni idalla fi dhalali mubin. Verily and truly, I am on the path of misguidance. I am far away from Allah. I am misguided. And he died. That was the time for his death, and he died on this ayah. Inni idalla fi dhalali mubin. Now, his friend who knew this, he was very worried. Now, a day or two later, his friend saw him in his dream. And this man is sitting on a throne of gold and silver. And he's wearing clothes of silk and brocade. And the signs of the ikram of Allah, that Allah has honored him. You can see the signs. His friend was very surprised. He said, what? How did this happen? You died in this ayah. You said, the last word you said was, Inni idalla fi dhalali mubin. The man said, yes, but when you put me in my grave and you covered me and you left, جَاءَ مَلَكَانِ وَسَعَلْنِي مَنْ رَبُّكَ وَأَنَا يَقُولُ إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. Hey. He said, when you put me in the grave and you covered me up and you left, the malaika came and they asked me, the two angels, they came and they said, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And he recited the rest of the ayat of Surah Al-Yasin. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. He said, I believe in your Rabb, listen to me. And they said, Qilat kulli jannah, go into jannah. And he said, I wish people know how my Rabb has honored me. Ya ikhwani,
Diyamt.
Kana min mashayikina min akabir min mashayikina wa ulama'ina وأكابرنا في الهند اسمه الشيخ أبو الحسن علي ندوي رحمة الله عليه. كان هو مات يوم الجمعة 27 رمضان الكريم في حالة الصوم. هو صائم. كان هو صائم وقت الموت. Among our great شيوخ from الهند والشيخ أبو الحسن علي ندوي رحمة الله عليه. He died on Friday, 27th of Ramadan. It was the 1st of January. I had left here to go back to India. I traveled on the 31st of December, 1999, where they said all the planes will fall out from the sky. You know, the century. Y2K, when the century changed, they said all the planes will fall down from the sky. So I said, this is the time to travel. So I got the cheapest tickets on Emirates. When we reached New York to check in, the man said, there's nobody on the plane. He said, we had a regular economy ticket. So the check-in counter guy said, you want to go first class? Go first class. The plane is empty. They said, sure. So we went first. You paid economy. I said, what is the baggage allowance? He said, no problem. Take whatever you want. He said, the plane is empty. So we landed in Delhi. Wallahi, I remember these things. We landed in Delhi. We went to my sister-in-law's house. My wife stayed there. I left my luggage there. I went straight to the Tabligh Markaz, to Nizamuddin. And I decided I will spend the night in Nizamuddin. So I stayed the night in Nizamuddin, prayed Tarawi and so on. Maulana Zubair Rahmatullah Ali, he was there. He was the one who led Tarawi. I prayed behind him. And after that, we slept for a little bit, woke up for Zuhur. Next day was Jum'ah, so Friday. Around 9-10 o'clock in Friday, there's a big commotion. People are running here and there and so on and so on. I said, what's happening? What happened? They said, Sayyid Abu Hassan Radwi Rahmatullah Ali passed away. Because it was my intention after the end of Ramadan, after Eid, to go to Lucknow to meet him. But Qadarullah Ta'ala. The reason I'm telling you is the way he died. I heard it from his khadim. I went to his, where he used to live, in Lucknow, in a place on the bank of the Jamuna River. I asked them, where is the grave? The small graveyard. And there are about 7-8 graves in that. I said, which is his grave? There's no gravestone, there's no name, there's nothing. Just sand. A little stone at the end to know which is the head, which is the, where is the feet. That's it. So the man showed me, this is his grave. He said, Sayyid Abdullah said, it was his way that every Friday he would have his ghusl, and in his house, the place called Takiya Kalan in Rai Bareli, very simple hall, big hall. There's a carpet on the, hum usko urdu mein shatranj hi bolte, usko carpet bhi nahi bolte, bilkul patri se hoti, very very thin thing on the floor, and a wooden bed, takhat jise bolte. He would sit on that and he would recite Suratul Kahf. He was Hafiz Quran. He would recite Suratul Kahf, and whoever was there, they would sit and listen to him. So his Qasim says that he had no children, so he had his nephew, his niece's son, so his grandson, he was there. And by then he was 97, 98 years old, and he had already had a stroke, so he was in a wheelchair. So he says his grandson took him, you know, helped him to have a ghusl. He finished his ghusl, and he used to wear very good clothes. He used to wear, you know, sherwani. So he wore the sherwani and so on, and he helped him. He sat on this this bed, and he said to his son, his grandson, get me the musaf. So his grandson says, I'm thinking, why is he asking for the musaf? Because he normally recites, obviously he's happy, he recites by memory. Why is he asking for the Quran? He said, anyway, he turned around to pick up the Quran from the shelf. He heard him start to recite Suratul Yasin, not Suratul Kahf. He said, as I turned, he was reciting Suratul Yasin. He came to the ayah, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And he died. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And he just sat back like this and he passed away. I'm saying all this to remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the faithful. Allah does not leave those who are faithful to Him. If you are faithful to Allah all your life, remember the time when we truly need the help of Allah. And only Allah can help. Nobody else. In any case, only Allah can help. But, you know, at least we tell ourselves, now I'm in this life, I need something, I have this friend, somebody will help. And the time of death,
in order.
Everyone will be standing around looking, nothing, nobody can do anything. Only Allah can help. And at that time, Allah will help. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us, help us to be on the right path. We ask Allah 17 times a day at least, because in the first salawat, 17 times a day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ma huwa Sirat al-Mustaqim? Sirat al-Ladina An'amta alayhim. Ma huwa An'amta alayhim? علم الله عليهم ان نبينا وصديقين وشهداء وصالحين حسن اولئك رفيقا قال جل وعلا من هو اعلى منهم سيد المرسلين امام النبيين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال تعالى ياسين والقران الحكيم الله سبحانه وتعالى هو يقول والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم نحن نقولون إهدنا صراط المستقيم ما هو صراط؟ صراط النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اسمه صراط؟ السنة نحن نسأل الله تعالى السراط السنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 17 مرة في يوم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sirat and for the road and for the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is called the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 17 times a day, every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned who? صراط المستقيم. الله said ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين وعلى صراط المستقيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on that sirat. بالاستقامة. بالاستقامة. With steadfastness, without moving, without deviation. And to take us in that state on the صراط المستقيم. Because that is the only sirat that leads straight to Jannah. Nasalallahu Jannah, insha'Allah. Rabbana faqfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir lana sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taqfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Rabbi faghfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.